How do you choose the perfect hourly earning rate? I think this might be really helpful for you to increase your hourly earning rate and find a job or a situation that you're really happy with. Would you please leave a like if you believe that you deserve to get paid a fair wage? You deserve to earn the most money per hour that's possible, and you deserve to love your work. If you think that everyone should be taken advantage of and that money's evil, would you leave a dislike on this video to let me know? Don't make any more like this. It's horrible. Would you, if you left a like on it, would you go ahead and take the next step, like and the page if you're on Facebook, or subscribe on YouTube and leave a comment saying you did to help me meet you, get to know you as you're following me here. Now, what do I think will be fantastically helpful for you about this presentation? All of us, when it comes down to work, it really all can be simplified into our hourly earning rate. That means the number of dollars or euros or pounds or won or whatever it is you're earning, the number of those you earn per hour that you work. Now, if you have a salaried job, I know a lot of my friends have salaried jobs, you might think, well, I just have a salary or I have a fixed hourly rate and I go to work, it doesn't matter. When you start looking at your hourly rate, this may help you evaluate whether you want to keep that job or not, or whether you're happy with that job. Because I believe everyone should have the chance to work at an hourly rate that excites you today. To work at an hourly rate where you say, yes, I am excited to go to work at this hourly rate. I know when I was a cashier in high school, I felt pretty good about being able to go work for $7 an hour because I didn't have any money at all. So $7 an hour was pretty sweet. Plus, I lived with my parents. I had really low expenses. I risked my life as a corrections officer working in prison for $20,000 a year. Let's do the math on that. $20,000 a year divided by 52 weeks divided by 40 hours a week. $9.61 an hour to risk my life. To go in and work in prison where people were wanting to beat me up and hurt me on a nearly daily basis. And I'm grateful I got through that alive. Lots of people that worked there did not get out of there without getting severely injured or disabled. Especially people like me. So I'm very grateful. I've worked some really crappy jobs in my life. I know other people have worked worse. I've went and just taken the job and said, you know what? This is all I can get right now, so I'm going to take it. I didn't sit down to think, what amount per hour would I be really excited to work at? And what do I have to do to get there? What do I have to do to sell someone on paying me that much? I just figured I'd take whatever was available and try and work my way up. The problem is I didn't consider how much I would actually enjoy doing that. And the key is if you don't enjoy doing the work you're doing, and let me look at the calculator with me again. So there are 168 hours in each week. That's 24. There's 168 hours in every week. Now, if you spend 40 hours a week doing something that you don't enjoy, that is a huge part. I actually have to divide it the other way. 40 divided by 168. That's 24% of your entire waking life. But what? And that counts sleep. What about sleep? I hope you're getting like 8 hours of sleep each night. So let's subtract. Let's just say 7. Be a little conservative. Let's subtract 49. And now we're going to divide that by your working hours, 40, and I'm just going to inverse it here. Don't worry about why. 33% of your waking life roughly is spent working if you work full time. Therefore, it is critically important you enjoy that. That's a third of your life. That's a third of the time you have awake. And hopefully, if you have a commute and other things like that, this number may be going up. So if you're not enjoying 33% of your life, it is worth going through the pain to fix that. If you're risking your life and doing something you don't enjoy, if you're going to school and teaching kids that you hate seeing every day, if you're going and sitting somewhere and programming at a computer and thinking just about your vacation you're going to get all year and you hate your job, that's a third of your whole life. It's worth it. Look at how much you're getting paid. Think about how much you would like to get in return for doing something you'd be really excited about. You might find you're willing to accept a lot lower pay rate to do something you really love and enjoy. You might even take half of what you're getting now to go to work and do something you don't like to do something you love and enjoy every day. So I think the first part of choosing an hourly rate is to figure out what rate you'd like to make doing something you'd love to enjoy. So for me, I find that I love doing all these things that I do online. I'm very happy to work online. And for me, I think that I would love to earn $100 an hour doing just what I'm doing right now. $100 an hour to just sit there and teach and share my knowledge and experience. That to me, that is a dream. That is amazing. That is awesome. So let me show you my numbers from last year. $248,000 or something like that is the profit I made in my business. Now, I've had a business 5 years. I borrowed money to get my business to this point. I didn't make a profit until the third year of my business. So it's been difficult getting here. However, within 5 years of starting my business, $248,000 in profit before tax. Like $70,000 goes to tax. Ouch. And I have no state income tax either. That's just federal tax. Anyway, I worked about 2,500 hours last year, which is about 50 hours a week, roughly, times 52 weeks, roughly. I made about $100 an hour doing what I love last year. So it may not be immediately possible. You might think, I'm going to set a goal of $100 to do what I love. What are you willing to do to make that goal a reality? I've borrowed about $100,000 to make that goal a reality because it took me a long time to set my business up and to learn enough to where I could actually start serving clients, and then through serving clients, learn how to teach. And now I can just make videos online and help and share my experience. And I can earn about $100 an hour doing what I love. Yes, I can just play around in my bedroom and make about $100 an hour. And I'm very grateful for that because you being here watching this, you are directly supporting that. Whether you're just getting additional views that draw additional people in, or whether you're going and signing up for my classes on Skillshare, or whether you're signing up on Patreon, you are here supporting that. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful that I want you to have the same chance. I think everyone in the world deserves the opportunity to make $100 an hour doing what they love. And that's why I'm here talking about this with you, because I want you to have the chance to do what you love. To get started or to advance where you're at requires looking honestly at how much you're making now and how much you enjoy what you're doing now, and then combining that with an effective delivery system to someone that might be able to pay it. So you might call that a sales pitch. So the beautiful thing is, the way I've set my system up now, I don't have to pitch anyone or anything. I just simply keep making these videos. I keep helping you, and the money just keeps coming in. Now, that often takes a hell of a lot of work to set up beforehand. It's taken me about 10,000 hours. That means years of working to get this set up, of just putting videos up, actually paying to work. I lost about $20,000 in the second year of my business. So let's look at that. It's about $25,000. So I lost about $25,000. I worked about 2,500 hours. Oh, and then we're going to need to times that by -1. Now, let me just type in -1 there. I can't even type it in. There, -10. I spent $10 an hour the second year of my business. I spent $10 an hour to work. Now, that's the total opposite of getting paid $10 an hour. That means you'd literally have to get paid $10 an hour just to break even with that $10 an hour spent to work. So I worked 2,500 hours the second year of my business, and the net result was that I had $25,000 less at the end of the year than I had at the beginning of it. Now, most of us would say, well, That's the pain most people aren't willing to go through to get to a point where then you can make $100 an hour doing what you love. It's the pain of getting everything set up, but you do that out of the love and joy of being able to do it. If you set a goal initially, like, I'd like to work. Hell, I don't need $100. I'd like to work. I'd love to do whatever I want for $50 an hour. Then the next question is, what do I need to do to set that up? How many videos do I need to make before I get enough people watching that all I have to do is simply make more and the money keeps coming in? How many clients do I have to serve before I can charge clients $50+ an hour and then they'll actually pay it? Once you start asking these questions, you might find some amazing answers. If you're doing something like teaching and you think, well, this isn't that relevant, you might just be able to look at your job. Do you enjoy coming in and doing the job you're already doing? Is this what you would choose to do? And you might find you really do love the job you're doing. You might find, you know what, it's so cool that I get paid. When I was a police officer, I thought it was so cool. They paid me about $35,000 a year to be a police officer, to have my badge and my gun and my bulletproof vest on and my patrol car. Sometimes I get stuck on bike and patrol with no patrol car. And I look to come in and look cool and look bad and go help and solve crimes and sit in a garage and talk on my phone for 6 hours during the shift and then go to Sonic. Well, I got into a little too much detail there. I thought that was a really good deal. Remember, it's all about perspective. After risking my life in corrections for less than $10 an hour, I thought it was great that they were paying me nearly $20 an hour to actually be a cop. So it's the point is, before that, I looked and said, how much would I love to make? I would love to make $35,000 a year to go be a police officer full time. So I decided, but then after a couple years of that, I got tired of it. And I'm like, you know what? I want to make more money and not be risking my life and my job. So I continued to go to school and learn and learn. And then when I started my business, I said, what do I have to do this business full time? And it was a ton of work. And yet, at the same time, it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of learning. It was a lot of growth. I've learned so many things. I've read hundreds of books. All the business books, most books people mention. Have you read, The 4-Hour Work Week? Yeah. The Rich Dad Poor Dad? Yeah. The E-Myth? Yes. And it's like book after book. Start with Why? Yes. Creative Inc.? Yes. Yes. Like, I've read so many of these books, and I keep reading more and more and more books. So once you choose the hourly rate that you'd love to work at, then it's a matter of making that match reality. So if you, for example, I've now hit the hourly rate and I'm very happy to just do what I love to do and make $100 an hour. That's good for me. I'm happy with that. At the same time, I realize there's other people, clients, that may want to hire me to help out. I've got people, Jerry, would you help me with my ads? Jerry, would you make some videos for me? Jerry, would you do this? So then that prompts a different question for me. How much do I charge clients? If I can make videos at $100 an hour and just do whatever I want, how much do I charge a client then? And this has been a very challenging thing for me, charging clients throughout my business, because there's some tough dynamics in this. So I hope this will be really useful if you're looking at how to actually get your hourly rate. Once you choose the hourly rate you'd love to work at, then it's simply a matter of making that a reality by matching what people will pay, how you're selling what you can do with what you can charge. So that's what I'm working on right now. So how do I set my hourly rate? Well, I've made a lot of mistakes in this. I'm not here because I've done it all right. For example, I charged some clients $1,000 to do their Facebook ads, but then I outsourced it to my friends for like $20-something an hour. And then the clients wanted me to actually be involved in it since they paid me. They didn't pay my friend. I made it clear up front my friend would help out with the work, but they also wanted me to participate. So I charged about $1,000, right? So you're thinking, okay, $1,000, that's pretty good. Well, minus $100 or so for payment fees and because I used Patreon. So about $100 in payment fees and transactions by the time everything's figured in. and both ways, sending my friends money, etc., all that. So about $100 or so in payment fees. And then my friend's charging $28 an hour. So it takes him 28 times about, let's say, 30 hours for the one client in a period of a month to do the work for the client. So if you see those two numbers, 900 minus 840, that's about $60 left. And now the clients are expecting me to participate, but I went and set the wrong price and expectations. So I'm sitting there looking at the clients wanting me to do this work and take hours of my time essentially for $60. Now that's my fault for having set the price at $1,000 and having set the expectations for what would be provided and having set the implicit expectation that I would at least participate some. Meanwhile, I'm sitting there like, for $60, I'm not doing anything because I'm literally taking away time from my $100 an hour work doing just making videos. I'm literally losing money and doing something I don't even want to do, serving clients. So I'm not here with you because I've done it all right. No, I've messed it up about every way you could do it. And I've messed it up so many times that I had another client. I charged him $500 and then his work took like 15 hours. So let's say here, 15 times friend making $28 an hour minus the payment fees. That all comes out to about $0. By the time I'm essentially volunteering to help this person out who's paid me $500. So they're expecting me to help because they look at it, they paid me $500. I'm sitting there, I'm looking at it, I'm getting nothing out of this. This was really stupid. So I've made lots of stupid mistakes just like this in my business. So now I've got down some principles that I hope will be really helpful for calculating this hourly rate. So number one, I need to do all the actual work. If someone else is going to charge whatever they're going to charge, then whoever wants their help needs to pay them directly. I don't need to be in the middle. I'm not an online work platform. I don't need to be in the middle of anything else. I need to charge exactly what I want for my work. And then number two, I need to charge a dollar per hour rate that I am really excited to work at. Now, this is extremely difficult. Because most of us don't do well with a lot of choice. Most of us do really well with limited options. You can do this or that. It usually makes it really clear. Give most of us 10, 20, 100, 1,000. I could charge anything from zero to $1,000+ an hour. How do I select where to pay? I've had at least one client who's paid me $1,000 an hour before. I've had lots of clients who've paid in the $300 to $500 an hour range. And I've had hundreds of clients who've paid in the $10 to $100 an hour range. So where do I set my hourly pay rate? Well, I have to respect my current circumstances. I can essentially make about $100 an hour just putting these videos up. That's based on my income from last year. And I expect, if anything, my existing business system should be able to match or exceed last year because I'm helping even more people and I think I've got an even better system set up this year. So if my baseline's $100 an hour to do work I love, that I don't have to serve clients or call, then what am I going to set my rate at to serve clients? And how am I going to actually bill them and sell them on my services? Well, the key thing, I need to be able to demonstrate what I'm able to do. And having some social proof helps also. So this is why, and where am I going to charge all them? For charging all my clients, what I'm doing is I'm using Patreon. So I've got a Patreon page, so I'm setting up to charge all of my clients on Patreon because then this provides social proof. So if a client hires me for my hourly rate, then this will be reflected in how much I'm making per month. And the more money I'm making per month, the more I can continue to charge anyone that wants to be a new client. Plus, on my Patreon business system, then I've got all these rewards over here you see on the right. So this also figures all the money I'm getting in. Then I'm very grateful for everyone who signed up on here. This figures all the money then from the mastermind, the partner program, and then all my existing clients who are already paying. So this helps me do everything. This helps me charge for all my services. This helps me give social proof that other people are working with me. This helps me provide one clear figure in terms of how much I'm making every month out of the services I'm providing. And then this actually is allowing me to set my hourly rate also. Because all I have to do now is see what is someone else already paid and then raise the price. So this Patreon system is great because I think anyone could use this to make a consulting business because you set whatever hourly rate you want in the reward. So what I'm doing, this is my work, my exercise for today is to go through and change my Patreon page and to set up a page on my website to explain this. So what I've been doing is offering coaching and then a really high level client. But the problem is with clients, you need to make things super simple. People, especially working online, come from all over the world. They have all different needs. So it really needs to be pitched in a way that's super simple. Now, what's the easiest way I can explain my time? The easiest way I can explain hiring me is simply to give you an amount of time I'm willing to work for you and explain, give you an idea of what I can do in that amount of time. So then my exercise is to set the dollar per hour rate and to show clearly what I can do within the time a client might hire me. So what I'm going to do on Patreon is change my rewards to, instead of a coaching reward, I'm going to change that to 1 hour. I'll change the next level to 5 hours and I'll change the next hour to 25 hours. And then those will be a way for clients to hire me. So how do I choose what dollar per hour rate I set? Well, if my baseline's 100, I need to set something significantly higher. Because if you give me the choice to serve a client for 100 or to just make videos like this for 100, I'm going to make videos like this all day. It's easier. I can do it on my own schedule. It reaches potentially millions of people instead of working with just one client. So serving clients has got to be something from a money standpoint that's ultra profitable compared to just doing what I can already do normally. Because then if I make more money serving clients, I can spend more money advertising all the free teaching I do and get what I do out to more people, and that will in turn make my $100 per hour base even higher. So the easiest way for me to choose how much I'm going to charge is simply to base it off of what I've already been paid by someone else on Patreon and then increase the cost. So I currently, the most recent, I got $274 for a 30-minute call, which takes about an hour of my total time. So that's $274 per hour when I had this set up as just coaching. So I know people are already willing to pay me $274 an hour to work with me. And that's just with me offering coaching. That's not even with me fully showing what I can do. So the simple way is to just make a percentage increase over time. Now, the beauty of this is you can start this at whatever level you want to start it. Let's say you're making $10 an hour. You can do the exact same strategy I'm showing and scale it up the same way. So I'm just, because I've been working online 5 years now, this is kind of a limitation in a sense, because when, let me take this, the Patreon thing off. Oops, not my face. There we go. Let's take this Patreon thing off here. Thank you for your patience with that. So you can start this at $10 an hour also, just as, or 20 or 50, you can start at whatever you want and apply this same thing I'm doing. I'm going to start it at 274 because last or a month or two ago, I started it at 149 and then I just added $25 every time someone paid it. So someone paid 149, I charged 174, someone paid 174, I charged 199, someone paid that, paid that, paid that. Now it's up to 299 per hour, but I need a system that scales even better than simply adding $25 per hour. Because if I keep going up higher, maybe I want to scale it percentage wise instead of dollar per hour. So if you were starting at $10 an hour, you could do something, and I've seen freelancers do this on Upwork. I have experienced working with freelancers who've continued to charge me more money over time, and hey, if they keep doing a great job, I'm willing to keep increasing the amount I pay them over time as well. So let's say if you want to start at $10 an hour, every time someone pays $10 per hour, you could just add a dollar per hour. And then you'll very quickly start leveling up your hourly rate. And then maybe if you get to 20, you could start adding $2 an hour. And then maybe if you get to 40, you could start adding $5 an hour. You see, and then over time, you'll keep working your rate up. Well, or you could do what I'm doing. I'm doing a 10% raise every time a client hires me. Because if a client is willing to pay $299, it's reasonable then. So the last client paid $274 an hour. So it's reasonable to assume if I multiply by 1.1, that's a 10% increase. It's reasonable to assume if someone paid $274 an hour, someone will pay $299 an hour because that's just 10% higher. So I think no matter what you're earning, if you use 10% or you can adjust it 5%, 20%, whatever you want to, I think if you just scale your hourly rate up and every time someone pays you that, just increase it a little bit. So what I'm doing is I'm starting, since the last person, I've had it set at $299 an hour to serve a client. Because what are the original conditions I gave you? How much money would I be excited to make? If a client's paying me $299 an hour, that's three times what I'm getting paid to do the rest of my videos. I have over $200,000 in debt. I would very much like to work at a higher pay rate for clients to be able to pay my debt down faster, to be able to advertise more for my business. So I'm happy to get three times as much money, and then I'm excited to work for a client. If I can just make my videos and or earn the same rate, I'm not. But if for three times as much money, I'm really excited to work for a client. So for example, you love playing music and you can just make music videos and online for $10 an hour and earn that through selling albums. And then you might charge $30 an hour to serve clients because, hey, if you can just make videos and make $10 an hour, that's great. Remember, I said the second year of my business, I spent $10 an hour to work. So some of these things take a lot of time before you actually get into the money with it. And then I'm just showing you when you can get into the money. There's people in this world that charge all kinds of things. But there's lots of times there's this discomfort like, ew, Jerry, you're not a good enough person to charge $299. Get out of here. I've had a family member tell me that that's as much as the senior people at his company charge. You've been there 20, 30 years. Well, you don't even have a PhD. You're not a best-selling author. You can't charge that much. Well, someone paid $274 last month an hour. Therefore, so I think the easiest way is to just scale it up based on actual demand. Now, this can be tricky. If you've never had a client before, if you've never done this before, it's easier to set it low. But the problem, if you set it too low, you'll hate doing the work. If you set it, like I did just a couple months ago, I set the amount I charged too low, and it was a disaster for everyone. The clients weren't happy. My friend wasn't happy doing the work. I wasn't happy. That is worst case scenario. You take money and no one's happy. To me, I'd rather take less clients and have clients that are extremely happy. So what I'm doing, I'm starting at $299 an hour because I'm excited. If you want to pay me $299 an hour, I'm thrilled to work with you, especially after 10 years ago getting $10 an hour. I am honored to have so many skills today that you may find valuable enough to pay me this much to help you. And now I'm scaling it up. All I need to do, once I get a client that pays $299, and the beauty of that is, that'll be right out there in the open for all the other clients to see on Patreon. Because what you'll see is the current hourly rate, which is 10% higher than the last person paid. This makes it so the theoretically lowest hourly rate you're ever going to get is the hourly rate today. That, I hope, produces some urgency then. If anyone else hires me and you're still looking and shopping, the hourly rate goes up. So then what I'm to do is scale this up by 10% every time I get hired. So that might not sound like much. Let's draw this out and see how it looks. $328 an hour. So starting at $299, after the first client hires me, the price is $328. So that's one. Let's go second client, $361, third client, $397, fourth client, 437, 5th client 41, 6th 529, 7th 582, 8th 640, 9th 705, 10th. In just 10 clients, I have the ability to scale up to $775 an hour from $299. Now, that to me is an amazing power. Now, if you take the zeros off this, it works the same way. If you start at $29 an hour, it would just take you 10 clients to get up to $77 an hour. Even if you start at $2.90 an hour, it would just take you 10 clients to get up to $7.75 an hour. So this system works no matter what level you're at. If you start at $2,999, this will get you up to $7,000 an hour. So the beauty of this is then I don't have to make decisions. I allow the clients to make decisions for me in terms of if a client's willing to pay, then I just raise a little bit and a little bit and a little bit. Now let's look at 10 more times. So 10 more clients. Now this might take 5 years, but in 5 more years, if I've had 20 clients at this level, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'd be up to $2,000 an hour then. And there's people charging way more than $2,000 an hour. I believe Tony Robbins said in the 90s, he was charging like $3,000 a session to sit down to him and talk to him. It takes being able to see money as a game and seeing money as not something evil, but money as a tool. Because you might look and say a person who earns $2,000 an hour is just disgusting. What if a person who earns $2,000 an hour really is that helpful? What if you have the ability to earn $2,000 an hour? I bet you do. Would it be wrong for you to use that? I don't think it's wrong for me to execute my ability to use to earn $2,000 an hour. I've already earned $1,000 an hour through Clarity. And I bet I can earn $2,000 an hour. Give me 5 years or a decade of continual self-improvement, continuing to learn skills, continuing to make these videos. I bet clients will be willing to pay $2,000 an hour, especially if the client before them paid $1,900. And that's the beauty of this system then. It takes my decision-making out of it. All I have to do is allow the clients to tell me what my time's worth. And that way, that's exactly what I did. The client I started with, $149 an hour, and then I've simply increased it by 25 for each client that hired me. And now I'm just doing it by 10% instead. So I'm grateful this system then has the chance to make just ridiculous amounts of money per hour. And all of it is based on what clients have paid. And this adjusts very well for inflation. So I'm grateful for the chance to share this experience with you, because this has been one of the most challenging parts of my business, is determining what my time's worth and what to charge clients and how to feel good about it. How to feel good about saying, if you want to work with me, if you want to talk to me, it's $299 an hour. And that may be the lowest rate you'll ever get again. Now, what I am thinking of doing is offering like 20% discount. So if someone wants to get 25 hours of work with me, working with the same client is likely a lot easier for me. So then they're likely to get a 20% discount then, which then would make it $239 an hour. So that'd save a lot of dollars per hour. Now, the key to this whole system is being able to sell and explain exactly why my time is worth $299 an hour. What can I do in an hour? And that's what my work is today. My exercise for today is to show effectively. I'm going to make a page on my website, Jerry Banfield Services. I'm going to show what I can do in an hour. And I'm going to demonstrate how fast I work, how effective I work, and the amazing amount of things I can do in as little as an hour. I've done this in 33 minutes, this live stream on Facebook and YouTube, and then the podcast recording. This will probably go out to thousands of people who actually watch the video, and through Facebook potentially, and YouTube potentially, tens of thousands who will at least have seen this is available. And that's what I can do in an hour's amount of time. I can do some amazing work in a very short period of time. I can film an entire HD video course. If you pay me for 25 hours, for example, 25 hours times $299, but then times 0.8 for the discount. So if you pay me $5,980 for that much, I can crank out a 5 or a 10 hour HD video course in that amount of time. And that's something you might be able to sell for $10, $20, $50, $100,000 worth of sales. Maybe even $1 million in sales, depending on how much you charge and how well you sell it. So you might look at, well, that's a hefty amount of money for 25 hours of work. Sure, it is. But what is that work going to do for you? So I'm grateful that I'm learning better and better ways to continue to run my business online. And I share these with you so that wherever you're at today, you might be able to learn from seeing inside of what I'm doing, and you might be able to apply that to your life successfully today. Thank you very much for being here with me. I'm so excited you're here today. I'm grateful for this chance to hang out with you online. I appreciate all the comments you've made if you've been watching on YouTube or Facebook. I've started to just do these and make the presentation without getting into the comments so much because, hey, I'm here to share my experience with you. And I often look at the comments afterwards, but what you think of it may or may not be my business. It's my job to create and be of service. So I'm honored to have spent this time with you today. I hope this is helpful for you, and I hope you have a beautiful, blessed day today.